Is your family a success?
Is there even a measure for family success?
We think there is. And with a 20-year track record of success, we're going to show you how to bless your family with success in your health, relationships, and finances. I'm Steve Keen.
And I'm Katie Keen. And along with some awesome guests, we are going to give you our secrets to family success. Welcome to Family Success Secrets. Welcome, everyone. This week, we are so excited to introduce to you our friend, Kareem Amri. He is a coach for coaches and has a really neat story that we're very excited to share with you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It is good to have you here, sir. How about a brief introduction of yourself and what you do?
I'm just helping coaches who want to add value and create impacts to build a business, like solid business, profitable business with a steady income. I'm with the mindset that if the financial part is good, our mind is good, and we can add the biggest value. But if we're going to be struggling with the business building parts or the financial part of the business, meeting clients, having them or coaching them, we're going to be, like it or not, affected internally to give the biggest and the best of us. So we are focusing, I'm helping coaches to build a business that will allow them create the biggest impact and add the maximum value to their clients. Yeah, in just simple words.
And that's so important because I know you're doing so with ethics, which is a very important piece these days that seems to be lacking out there. And that's something that, you know, I know you told me, we were talking at length previously, and just how important that piece is for you.
Yes, to be honest, actually, I'm a bit, I don't want to say new, but this is coaching industry. It was not the field of my study, now the field of, I started my experience for so many years. But then I felt myself enjoying this world. The way I came to this world is, maybe we're going to explore it later, but it was kind of accidentally, I found myself in the world of coaching. Then gradually I feel that, yeah, this is me. This is fulfilling me. And when it comes to the ethical part, I guess whether myself or many of those who are listening to us today, they experience certain challenges during their education time, and maybe their kids today still they are experiencing that challenges, independently of where they are, independently of the year, maybe even they've been studying in the primary school, elementary school, the high school, or so on and so forth. But there's a problem there. There's a lot of things that can be improved. I'm not saying that the teachers and those in this field are not doing their best. No, they are doing their best, and they are among like the most respectful people in the world. But there are also those who are in the biggest need of help and guidance when it comes to mindset, to how they can create the biggest impact in these schools and when dealing with those kids. And we decided to put a mission to train and develop between 4,000 to 6,000 teachers during the coming 10 years with the goal to impact around 10 million elementary school students. We're going to train them on leadership and coaching. And the reason why we selected the leadership and coaching is because we believe that everything rises and falls on leadership. Whether we are dealing with the kid who is just like 2 months old, or building a country, or building a bridge, or building anything, leadership is key in any situation and in any environment. And the best gift that we can give to those kids who are in the elementary education is to teach them leadership. Because unlike what we've been taught, personally been taught, so leadership, there's a couple of leaders like superheroes in the world, but anyone is a potential leader. He just has to know the basics to learn leadership. Same as like training yourself to get some muscles, you're gonna get your leadership. So we're going to teach them for the leadership part, and we're going to teach them on coaching. And coaching is, yes, it's our area of expertise, but coaching is one of the tools that help the people discover their full potential. And this is why we decided to go fully in this coaching career, because we believe that each and everyone is full of potential. Literally, each and everyone is full of potential, is full of gifts. And the only difference between people is their level of awareness of that gift they have, of that potential they are having. And elementary school, which is one of the first stages in our life, there's a lot of kids who are considered or labeled as losers during those years because they are just different, because their gift is not in line with the education system assessment way or checklist. And we are losing. We think that we are losing a lot of Mozart, a lot of big people who may add a lot of value. I don't know, Edison, Tesla, there's a lot of people who are supposed to take over and to be in those shoes. But unfortunately, they were labeled as we are another as losers. And because they are not accepted as different than the others. So we decided to help teachers understand this concept. It's way more than math, science, and geography. It's a mindset. It's a potential hidden that we can help. And we can easily be equipped to help those students find it and change the world using it. So that's the idea. Yeah.
I love that you are so passionate about supporting teachers as the way that you then help shape the next generation into being successful and to living to their full potential. And so I'd love to ask, you know, how do you, okay, so when we talked before, I know that you were going to work on scholarshiping teachers based on the clients that you have. So are you able to explain a little bit about like, how did you guys come up with this idea? Because it's amazing. And how does it work?
My partner is like my wife. She is an education expert and she's a linguist. So she was in this education system in its different level from the university teaching to the the kids with just a few months old teaching. So, and we experienced the challenges with ourselves and with our kids and with other kids in our previous projects related to education, so on and so forth. So as now we are teaching people, actually, what we offer is we are helping people who want to become coaches or we're going to become certified coaches, want to build their coaching business to generate like a constant flow of leads and customers. So what we decided, we said, you know, we're going to do something that it's not a kind of donation. I don't want to say it's donation, but it's way bigger than that. In fact, for each and every single person who is like registered to our program, we're going to train and certify a teacher with the same similar curriculum. Now, in fact, this is not an action that's going to come from us, but it's also something by each and every student who is enjoying and like partnering with us in the program. He's going to learn, he's going to become a coach, but also he's going to change lives. From the day he's decided to become a coach and join us, he already kicked off the career and the journey of not only a teacher, but thousands of students who are going to change the world later. So that's the idea. And we decided not only to train the teachers. Now, it's going to be way easier to train the teacher. We can train them on leadership and coaching, same as any of our students. But we're going to also certify them and help them build their coaching business. And the reason why we decided this is we know that emotions and happiness, and if a teacher is happy, he's gonna come to the class boosted and he's gonna be happy and he's gonna teach the kids happily. And we know how powerful is the accelerated learning. If the environment is a happy environment, the learning curve is gonna be way, 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 way higher. It's gonna go faster and it's gonna go in an amazing way. So we decided we're gonna help them build their coaching business so they can generate more money. And they're going to be happy, fulfilled teacher. Now, also, for sure, we are having a certain criteria. We are teaching and training and certifying teachers who are practicing right now, who are really teaching right now in elementary schools, so that we make sure that this is in line with our vision. But that's the idea. For anyone who's going to register for the program, we're going to train and certify and follow up with the teacher to build his coaching business. Now, whether he's going to be the one selecting that teacher, and we're going to be very happy with that. If he's happy with the teacher of his kids at school, or if he's having someone, we're going to be very happy with that. If he doesn't have a teacher in his mind, we're going to select a teacher for him. We're going to connect him together, and he will be aware of the whole journey of that teacher. So that's the idea.
That's really cool. And so you have the opportunity to have this type of outreach around the planet in many different countries simultaneously.
Yes. Now that's the beauty of the thing. You know, I think in previous chats when we discovered each other, and I'm really very happy to know you both Kerry and Steve. It's amazing having people like yourself in our life. I highlighted that I personally, like represent, consider myself as a global citizen. And this idea with being, I don't know, a coach from the world and a person living on this earth from the world, and with the technology, with the internet, with the online, with the Zoom, with all these those like technology, today we are able to create an impact everywhere in each and every corner of the world. I've been in so many countries personally, and I'm enjoying this diversity. And I know that sometimes a small thing in our country here is going to be big thing in other place, and so on and so forth. This is why the program is going to be worldwide. So even when we're selecting teacher, we're going to select teacher from maybe from countries that we never visit, we never know even that it exists on earth. And that's the beauty of the thing. Again, imagine, Kerry and Steve, imagine that you are starting, developing yourself, building your business, knowing that at the same time in parallel, there's someone thousands of miles away from you who is doing the same thing and is having an impact on other category of people. It's really beautiful. So yeah, we're very excited for that. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. We can see the excitement come through the camera on our end, so we know it. Tell us about your team. You said that you worked with your wife. Is she also a business partner, but are there others? And are you all located there together, or are you geographically dispersed?
Yeah, now our team is, so far, there's around 8 nationalities in our team, 8-9 nationalities. So I'm working with my wife as let's say, project managers.
Okay.
I prefer to say it this way. And the other team members there, they are like distributed all over the world. So we have team in Sweden, we have people in Egypt, we have people in like somewhere in North Africa, US, so Middle East. So the team is distributed all over the globe. And again, this is one of the advantages today, you know, same as when it comes to sales, and when it comes, we say that we buy people, we don't buy products. Same as when you are building your team, same as when you are partnering with someone. So sometimes you meet someone, maybe again, from somewhere that you don't know even where it's located on map, but you feel that you are connecting with him. You feel that they are a proper match. You are a good match for him. He is a good match for you. And yeah, and that's, I guess that level of connection is one of the most important keys for any business success. So you can have someone who is sitting with you every day in the office, but you can't connect with each other. I don't know. For a reason, for another, if you do effort, I'm always a big believer that if you do effort to succeed in certain connections will come. But it happens also that in certain situations, there's a click that it's there from the first seconds or the first minutes you are meeting someone. So yeah, this is how we are working. We are like working remotely. And despite the fact that sometimes the time zone is not helping us a lot, but there's always ways to hack those concepts. So
you know about that.
Yeah, I do. I have some team members around the world myself, and the time zones can be really, really interesting, but we do make it work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little more. Like, I want to back up and get into your journey, because everyone loves to hear the personal story. You know, it's amazing that you have such a big vision and such a worldwide vision to help people, and anyone from anywhere can access you. You guys can impact teachers and kids' lives all over the place. So like, where did that start? Because like you mentioned, that's not what you originally set out to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's a couple of things that's maybe this is the first time I'm sharing them here. I'm an ADHD person, and so is many members of my family, let's say, I don't want to name. And what happened is, when I was a kid, I was doing very good at school. I was really doing very, very, very good. I was always on the top three, but I was never happy. And I still remember that my dad, who passed away more like over 12 years back or more, he was always blaming me not to be attentive. Like, I am the first, for example, and I'm getting the first place in my class, for example, but I'm not getting like marks like same as they imagine. And there's always that blame. If you focus a little bit more, you were able to. And the teachers also, they are enhancing this. But I couldn't. I was not able to focus. I like I can't review, for example. I do, for if I'm doing a test or an exam or stuff like that, I finish it quickly, maybe in the first half an hour or so. Then I can't review. I was not able to review my work. Everyone is able. I can't review. And sometimes this review is for just... Anyway, there was a lot of things unexplained that are happening. But same as anyone, actually, I was... We want to make our parents happy. We do our best to make our... We don't want to deviate. I finished my education in a way or another. But being graduated from the university, that matters was always following me until I graduated. I finished and I graduated. And the day that I graduated, to be honest, I decided to do something totally different than what the family mindset is going with. Usually you get a good job and a good company and so on and so forth. So I decided to open a mechanical garage. A sign of, in the environment that I was raised in, those are the losers who do that. If someone, he was not successful in doing anything, he was not able to get any like certification, or he's opening a mechanical garage with a couple of tools daily, he's dirty and so on and so forth. But I did so, in fact. I did so and I insisted. I spent 2-3 years working as mechanical garage. And I still remember how my father and my mother, when I'm back in home, like with my fingers, like I can't remove the black grass and things from my hand. I still remember their eyes. Really, they were feeling pity, but it is what it is. It was my choice, and I went with 4 years. And I insisted, to be honest, to finish in that. You know how hard it is when you see your parents looking at you with the kind of sadness and pity, and it's hard. It was really hard, and it was 4 years. And I was not successful in my business in my garage. I was not successful because I just like get graduated from the university. I start this business. I don't know even how do people start a business. My father, he was an employee during his life and he retired as an employee. My brother, my sister, all the family. That I finished a couple of years, I think 2 or 3 years in the garage. Then I get really tired emotionally and... You know, financially it was okay because at the time I was still living with my parents, but emotionally it was hard. So I decided to apply for a normal job, and I applied. I was trying to leave the country, to be honest, at that time so many times, but I couldn't. So to change the country and I couldn't. Then I decided to apply for a job. I decided to work only with an big oil and gas company. Otherwise, I will not work. And yeah, so later on, a couple of months after, I joined the Total, which is one of the biggest oil and gas company, as a production manager. Then I remember that I was the first person in that department who quit, because there was a lot of advantages and the position was really a dream position. Then I quit because I got an offer with, I think, 50% of what I was making at that time in my job, but it was in another country, and I wanted to change. I wanted to go somewhere else to restart building my life. And I changed the field. I spent years in the project management construction. I was successful, and I enjoyed that new position, because that position, it helped me discover the world. I was traveling continuously, hiring people from different areas of the world, meeting new people, and so on and so forth. Then I felt stuck, and one of the days I was trying to figure out to get my wife. She wanted to start a training, and when I was like bargaining with the like training agency on to get a good offer, they told me, okay, if you're gonna join with her, we can. Like I told him, what if I'm gonna join with her? Would you make like a good price for us? So he proposed, like he told me, okay, and I started my first training as a trainer. It's been, I think, 10 years back. And I really loved it, and I kicked off the journey from there. Now, there's an important point. I decided immediately after to quit my job, to move to another country, and to start as a coach. We were having a good family savings at that time. We've been working really very well positioned, me and my wife. So we're having a good amount of saving. And I thought that, okay, I get trained as a coach. I'm going to move to this new country. And I'm going to start coaching, making money. And I used to live in a very good level. So it was fine. It was something like kind of automatic. I thought that it's going to be easy. I'm well equipped, train it. Then what happened is I get trained more to get to learn more about coaching and so on and so forth. I had to travel. And it is not something a bit of exaggeration of, but this is exactly literally what happened, Carrie and Steve. We reached the point that there's nothing in the fridge but the milk. This is, I don't know, I used to watch this in the motivational speech and so on, but this is exactly what happened to us. We traveled with a lot of money, and we wanted hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then we ended up with just the milk in the fridge. It was of kind of shocking, and I had to start driving Uber day and night. I don't know. It's weather minus 35 degrees Celsius. I was removing the snow and driving, plus 35 degrees Celsius. I'm driving. I spent couple of years working with no holidays, no weekend, no stuff, hitting the road every day, morning and night. And the previous dream, I couldn't figure out why it's not working. I was trained on four of the most like world-class coaching training in the world. I was traveling the world to get trained. I was partner of like very, very, very good mastermind and so on and so forth. But things didn't work. We finished all our saves and I ended up just driving Uber. And that's what pushed me to move from coaching to teach people how to build this coaching business. Because when I figured it out, it was really painful And the main question, what happened? Why I couldn't figure it out from the beginning? Why it took me all this money and all this time and all this struggle and pain and before discovering? So I decided to teach coaches how to build their coaching business, because there's a couple of things that, unfortunately, they are not taught in most of the coaching training, while they are what each and everyone needs to monetize that skill. Sorry, it was a bit long, but this is really literally the story. Maybe I'm sharing the story for the first time here, but this is how things started.
Well, that's really what people need to hear mm-hmm. and need to know, because it is nothing to open up your computer and find 100 different mm-hmm. coaching, training platforms or people who say, you know, I'll teach you everything you need to know and in 5 weeks you'll be up and running, right?
Yeah.
But your story is living proof that that is not true.
Yeah.
And a story where a family goes from being in good financial shape to nearly bankrupt and
yeah,
to the
is,
point
it
where
is.
It's now desperate. And to get out of that situation, to climb, to claw your way out of that situation with what you had to do to provide for your family and to grow a business in a way that turned it into a successful business, one that can be repeated by others, and sharing those things with people from the school of hard knocks, like, please listen to what we're saying here, right? That is the kind of thing that people need to know before they venture into something like this, because you hear lots of promising stories, right? And they leave out the type of parts that you talked about, right? And so someone who has truly gone from top to bottom and has climbed back up and is doing great, that's what people need.
Right. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's, I don't want to say that the coaching trainings are not good. No. What I really want to say is that there's a missing point for a reason or another in most of the coaching training. And when I say I personally experienced coaching training and development and so on and so forth in four continents, in different countries, different words, different instructions, so on and so forth, there was a missing part. And that's painful, to be honest. Yes, I learned the hard way. But I have a lot of coaches who are my friends. I'm meeting them in different networking events and in different trainings. Most of the coach, they don't quit their 9-to-5 job because of this scarcity of what's next. Okay, now I'm having a 9-to-5 job that's paying my loans, paying my mortgages, securing a couple of money that I'm saving for the kids. I have a certain financial obligation. Yes, I'm convinced with coaching. Yes, I want to be an entrepreneur. Yes, I want to build. I want to be free and so on and so forth. But if I'm going to start tomorrow and quit this job and things will not work, who's going to feed my kids? Who's going to feed my family? So this is, and you know, and I think most of the people who are watching us right now know that fear is the main motivation between for each of our action, for most of our action, let's say. We act based on fear. And considering this, most of the coaches, sometimes they're very, very, very good coaches. They don't quit their 9-to-5 jobs because of this same reason. And they end up gradually losing this passion for coaching or while it's feasible. And this is also another point that was not good. It is feasible. It is feasible to start gradually building a professional coaching business while you are still in your 9-to-5 job. And by the time you feel that, yes, your business is solid, your business is like generating constant flow of customers or leads, is fulfilling what you are expecting from it, yes, at that time you can leave. But this is also one of the, it's not a limiting belief, but it's a wrong beliefs that we have. When it comes to coaching, it is a bit different because it is something that you're going to be expert in it by practicing. The more you practice, the more you're going to be better. The more you practice, the more you're going to be better. Maybe now while you are in your 9-to-5 job, now I'm not pitching here. I'm not a big fan of the 9-to-5. No, I totally, this is not my, I don't want to say a guess, but I'm not recommended for anyone. But if this is the case, it is feasible. When you are in your 9-to-5 the job, you can practice. You have the opportunity. You have a couple of colleagues with you in your working place. You can practice with them. You can practice with your kids. You can gain proficiency gradually. Maybe you can partner with your HR department in your organization and give a couple of coaching hours. So the options are available for you to nail and become a coaching expert while you are in your 9-to-5 job, which is, I don't know, practice in coaching is what makes the difference between a good coach and a less good coach and a great coach. It's practice. The more you practice, the more you get confidence. And that's personally what led me to get my first coaching clients, I think around 2.5 years after getting trained as a client, because I was not confident. I was not sure that while just asking a couple of questions, I can change someone's life. I was not confident. And this can happen when it's done intentionally and with a certain process and so on and so forth. So, right. So yeah.
Excellent points.
Yeah. Very encouraging, I think, too, for any of the families that are listening. I know that we've had the great, what do they call it, where people are quitting this year and getting different jobs.
Great resignation.
Yeah. And so probably a lot of people maybe now have heard of coaching or have heard, that their friends or family
and
members.
Surely there are a lot of people who are interested in getting out of the 9-to-5 in place work setting, having more time freedom, having more flexibility to do what they would really like to do since they can do it remotely.
Yeah.
And I imagine that most everything that you've talked about is something that at least there's an underlying thread that goes between all of them. That if you apply those same principles would work no matter what type of pursuit they were going after.
Yeah. Now it's coaching is amazing. And it's amazing because this is what I'm always sharing with whenever I'm teaching how to connect and how to respect your clients. Coaching is amazing. And it is not like a phone that someone is going to buying and that's it, or a pair of shoes, or we are dealing with human being mind. We are dealing with the most precious minds and the most precious part for someone. So you are dealing with lives. So respecting this client and giving him the best and giving him the maximum, in fact, is not optional. It's getting ready for the client and respecting him and developing yourself and getting your confidence, so on and so forth, is extremely important because, again, we are dealing with lives. We are not selling a couple of gadgets, with my respect to each and every areas and product, but it's specifically a note that I'm highlighting always for coaches. Whoever wanna start this journey of coaching, it needs some high level of responsibility and high level of awareness that we are dealing with human being. It's not one shot. It's always a journey. You may start coaching someone today, spend a month with him, and still you can't feel that you are adding value to him or he's not feeling. But along the way, lives can be changed. So it's a journey. It's a kind of marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not something that you can achieve it in one session. It needs, like, having that level of awareness of coaching the way it is extremely important for whoever want to start this journey. For those who don't think that, maybe they're not a big fan of this concept, I highly recommend that maybe they look for other area of expertise, maybe mentoring, maybe counseling. But coaching is a journey, and it's a commitment, and it's dealing with human being. Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm thinking we need to make sure anybody who knows a teacher or who would like to come under your tutelage for themselves and then maybe recommend a teacher, any teacher who wants to raise their hand and say, consider me, they need to be able to find you. How could they find you?
Sure. Now, for those who want to learn a bit about coaching and maybe they want to know what's going on and what we can offer for them, they can just visit the karimamri.com. And you're going to find the link I'm going to share with you. So there they can find our story and how we can help people build their coaching business. And also we have a Facebook group, Go High Tickets, that I'm going to be sharing here. And people, they can join the group, whether they are teachers and they are interested in coaching. And they can text me. Once they are in the group, they can message me directly and we can take it from there. So yeah, this is where they can find us.
Okay. Awesome. We'll make sure that goes in the description also, so anybody who's listening. And then we usually like to wrap up by just saying, do you have any top tips? Like if there's a dad out there who's listening to you, who says, you know what, I am tired of my 9-to-5, you know, or just anything from your personal life or your professional life, what would be a top tip or two that you might want to leave a parent with today?
I just want to share that everything is feasible, but it's not easy. And each one is having his journey. And like evaluating something as easy or complicated, it's a personal opinion. And it's something that depends on our journey, on our experience, on all what's in our mind. I can't say about something that it's very easy. While it's true that it's easy for me, but it's not easy for others. But what's common between most of the things that it's around us, they are feasible. If someone he was able to build successful coaching business, it means that this is something feasible. The amount of work that needs to be done, yeah, it depends between someone and another person. But in both cases, it needs some commitment and some effort. So this is something that I want to highlight. Building a coaching business, yes, it's feasible. And this is good because it's helping on two sides. It's helping you financially and getting your freedom and create an impact in the world. That's the first part. And it's helping you changing lives and really adding value to a lot of human beings. So that's my first part. And my second advice is having this balance for you as a coach is extremely important. And when I say balance, I'm not maybe the biggest example of someone who's having the balance, but I'm doing my effort always to try to get it balanced. But having this balance is extremely important because you are dealing with people and adding value to them. And in many cases, asking them to go outside of their comfort zone and to do change and so on and so forth. So if you are trying to help someone with something that you are not convinced with or you're not yet able to apply it, it's going to be kind of difficult. And same as fear, you can smell it. And gradually, even if you are putting the best coats in the beginning, we said that coaching is a journey. So I'm talking about the balance, which I consider for me one of the most important values in terms of family and time and so on and so forth. Maybe other coaches, they are having something else, but it's in their top list of values. But it's important to be a good example of what we are coaching people and other people to achieve. So this is my second advice. Hope it helps.
Sure.
And yeah, thank you. Thank you for offering me this place to share a little bit about coaching and how this special skill can change life and add value to millions all over the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was very good. And thank you for sharing the details of your own story, as mm-hmm. I'm sure those will be inspirational to the audience.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your time and your wisdom. We really appreciate it. So everyone who's listening, go find Kareem at KareemAmery.com. And you can find us at podcast.familysuccesssecrets.com to get on our newsletter and Family Success Secrets all over social media, as well as familysuccesssecrets.com. Thank you for listening this week. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening and spending time with us today. If you know anyone who could benefit from this podcast, we would be honored if you would share it. Please rate, review, subscribe, and download.
Head over to podcast.familysuccesssecrets.com to have a top-rated family success secret sent straight to your inbox. We look forward to spending time with you again next week during our next episode. See you then.
Bye, everyone.